There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
You got the Mighty Manfred here in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and I have another coolest conversations throwback for you, presented by Hard Rock. Back on September the 27th, I spoke with Wally Palmer, who I'm sure you're familiar with as the frontman in the long-running Romantics from Detroit. Wally is also the frontman in a contemporary supergroup, The Empty Hearts, whose lineup also includes Elliot Easton from The Cars, Clem Burke from Blondie, and Andy Babiuk from the Chesterfield Kings. Their single Coat Tailor, out on Wicked Cool Records, is their latest release and also a coolest song in the world here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. So let's hear some of that, and then I'll check in with Wally to see what all the Empty Hearts have been up to on our Coolest Conversations throwback. Here, and I am set to chat with Wally Palmer, best known for being a member of the Romantics, but he's also a member of the supergroup The Empty Hearts. With them, he sings lead, plays guitar and harmonica. Hey, Wally, how are you?
I am doing fine, Manfred. And here in Detroit, you can there's that little feel of fall coming, you know, where you see slowly leaves turning, yellowish and stuff and starting to fall on the ground. So actually it's my favorite time of the year.
Oh man. Very, very nice. I'm, you know, here in California and my eyes are stinging. So, there must be something coming in bloom. It's just killing me. I'm about to rip my eyeballs out. Well, the Empty Hearts, man, been together since 2013, features yourself, as I mentioned, along with Elliot Easton from The Cars, Clem Burke from Blondie, Andy Babiuk from the Chesterfield Kings. I know Little Steven supplied the name, but can you remind us how and why you guys got together in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a long, winding story. I'll try and break it down as best I can. The instigator, if it's a good term to use for him, Andy Babiuk, very close friend of mine now since, 1980 or something. We've always stayed in touch since we first met. We're both in different cities. The one unifying thread right there is that he's Ukrainian, so am I. And when I read his name on the back of Chesterfield King's album cover, I said, this guy sounds like he's Ukrainian or something just by his name. So when I first met him and talked with him in Rochester, New York, we talked and found out, yes, indeed, he was. So we stayed in touch, and, the Chesterfield Kings were doing their thing, Romantics doing their thing, Cars were still out doing their thing, and Blondie's still out doing their thing now. But Andy asked me what I thought about getting into a joint venture and starting a little, project, start writing songs and, recording, just going back in the studio and having you know, fun, which is what, when we started, I mean, even yourself, you know, you start playing music, you're in it to have fun, number one. Right. And then somewhere down the line, things get a little bit, you know, the business end starts to take over, which you have to keep a very close eye on anyway, you know. So he asked if I'd be into it, and we started toying around. And I said, yes, I would, Andy. I'd love to. And, you know, I said, well, who are we going to get to, you know, flesh out the band? And we're mentioning names. I go, well, I've worked with Clem before, because Clem's worked with the Romantics before for a stretch. And I said, okay, well, let's contact him. And then he goes, well, I know Elliot from the Cars. I go, yeah, fat chance on that one, but we'll try it anyway. And as it turns out, everybody was wanted to, you know, do the project and was focused, you know, for the same outcome in that. And we got together, and I believe it was in Rochester, New York first, and then out to the West Coast, did some rehearsals, sat down and played, and it was obvious that this was going to work. Mm-hmm. And the more we played, the better it sounded.
Well, the new single, Coattailer, that's on Stephen's Wicked Cool Records label. I know there's an album scheduled to come out sometime. How did you guys wind up on Wicked Cool?
We've known Stephen for years. As a matter of fact, the Chesterfield Kings were on, I believe, on Wicked Cool on Stephen's label.
Yeah.
And, you know, Clem's known Stephen from the early days with Blondie and Stephen's band also. We're out in about the same scene, you know, the New York scene there. And Elliot, I believe, recorded or did, so he's known Stephen too. And the same here with me, you know. And once Stephen got his station going, was a huge supporter of all four bands also.
Yeah.
And it just, it seemed logical for us to come to him and his label. And they were very gracious, you know, accepted us into the fold, and the wheels started to work. We started to write and record for this new album, and it and I think everybody's going to be very happy when they hear the outcome of this.
Well, your self-titled debut album back in 2014, that was recorded by Ed Stasium. And, of course, over the many years of his career, he's worked with the likes of the Ramones, the Talking Heads, the Smithereens, many others. Did you record these new sessions with him as well?
Yes, we did. We for me, Ed's been the best best producer I've ever worked with. He's got a very calming hand. You know, when things seem to be a little bit getting out of hand, he's able to be a very calming force on things. And he's got great ideas if you're stuck on anything. But the bottom line is just you know, what comes out in the end. He's great engineering. The sounds are great. Really good ideas production wise and that, and we work together very well. Number one, that's great.
And so he's here in Los Angeles.
I believe somewhere in Southern California.
Yeah, yeah. And so you guys recorded out here in Southern California?
No, we recorded actually, Manfred. We did the recording, the first and second album, up in Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay. Okay. And yeah, this time around
there, we did some overdubs at Ed's studio in Southern Cal.
So how long did it take to do the album? I mean, was this done over a period of months, or did you guys get together in just a couple of weeks to do it?
Well, the one thing, I don't want to interrupt you, but the one thing here that we, you know, there's an unwritten rule, and everybody knows that with everybody in their own, you know, in their own bands and own projects and that, we have, you know, we give everybody time to, you know, to do what they have on the plate in front of them. Mm-hmm. But we did set up a recording schedule, and a lot of it has to do on availability. You know, first of all, obviously we have to come up with the material itself and the writing end of it. And we were, and so we went through quite a few sessions of just writing, then eventually getting everybody, finding out when everyone was available, and Ed, obviously. So we had to work around schedules, but we got it done over the course of, I don't even know how long, a year or so, whatever. But during, you know, quite a few sessions where, you know, we're done with it, and, you know, the single is out, and we're really happy with the way everything turned out. And, so just keeping our fingers crossed. We hope everybody likes it. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, our coolest song in the world this week is the A-side to the single, Coattailer. And you mentioned having to get together for writing sessions. Tell us how you guys worked that song up.
Well, that song happened to be when the first session that I sat down with Andy. This was the initial, the very first idea that came out of Andy's head into his both hands, and he started strumming on an acoustic guitar, and I'm sitting across from him. Mm-hmm. I go, this is going to work, you know. So this was basically, that's the very first idea that kind of kick-started this whole project, and it got picked as the first single, you know. And it just went from there. You know, title-wise, I'm sure everybody's encountered in their lifetime a Cole Taylor. You don't have to be in the music industry, but in the entertainment industry, you know. People kind of hangers on and, you know, whatever else you want to call them. Therefore, the title, therefore, the song.
Now, so this one sort of is Genesis was sort of with Andy. The other material that you guys have come up with, is everybody contributing? Everyone has kind of an inspiration or is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of really different. The album itself, it goes in varied directions, if that's a good term to explain it. You know, slow, fast, loud, you know, acoustic, electric harmonies, bare, you know, so it just kind of branches out everywhere. And it was just putting the fun back into recording. Because sometimes recording can even be strenuous, you know, and there's no need for it. We enjoy what we do, and we had a great time putting this album together. It may have taken a little bit of extra time, but in the, you know, hey, listen, it's something you got to live with.
Right. Well, on this recording, there is some piano going on there. Who's pounding those keys?
A friend of ours, Teddy, from out of Los Angeles there.
Well, hey, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you about since Rick Ocasek passed so recently, how was Elliot dealing with all that?
Well, you know, we stay in touch with one another, and obviously that kind of hit everybody very hard. You know, there's even the same thing with, you know, it comes right on the heels of Eddie Money, who happened to be a very close friend too, you know, and it just, it's just something that's happening more and more. You know, you give everybody their space to deal with, you know, with certain things that happen. And, you know, so we gave Elliot his space for a little bit. And but we're always in touch because we're still talking about the release of the album. And it's, you know, it's kind of hard on everybody.
Right.
But no one's going to tell you better than Elliot himself, you know, so.
You mentioned earlier of everybody's individual projects, you know, that comes first, and then you guys work around those schedules to do Empty Heart stuff. Next year, the album comes out. Are there any plans to tour?
Yes, sure. We have, you know, and a lot's going to depend on how people react to the album. But we always get requests on, you know, social media and everything else, and different booking agents, and you know, the record label is going to want us to go out and play, and we have played. We supported the first album, we did what we could in the time we had.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the B-side, the new singles, Flip Side is Run and Hide. What's the story on that one? How did that one come together?
It just kind of worked itself together from an initial idea. And once Elliot picked up this, you know, this Rickenbacker 12 and he started mm-hmm. to play it, I go, that's it. This is perfect for the song. You know, it's perfect. A little bit, you know, Birds-ish, Beatle-ish and stuff. And then Eden just brought the best out of that sound, and it just rings. And it's always been one of my favorite, you know, guitars, but it really suits this song very well. And, you know, and there's a great job on the, you know, the backups, the harmonies are all, it's all there. It sounds really good.
So now is it exclusive to just the single, or will it also be included on the album?
We're still working out the details on that right now. But I can tell you, though, that the single, for those that are interested, which we know, Manfred, you have a very, very large listening audience.
That's right. My mom listens.
Yeah, exactly. And she'll be very, very happy to know that the single is coming out. And how much more appropriate. It's coming out in October. In glow in a dark vinyl. Come on.
Oh man, that's great. That is great. Let me ask you, when you were a kid, well, here, let me say, when I was a kid, they had the famous monster movie models, right? So there's Dracula and Wolfman and Frankenstein.
Did you get them in glow in the dark?
They also had them in like glow in the dark.
Yes, they did. You know, remember having them? The company I think was Aurora that put them
out.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's right.
I think. Yeah, and then some licensing, some other company, Revell, I think, put them out also. But yes, they did come out in glow in the dark, and it used to be great. But you know, they'd be on. You turn all the lights off at night, and as a little kid walk around, you see the figures kind of. Once again, we're going to use that word, Manfred, lurking.
Well, Wally, man, thanks again for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Manfred. And hopefully we'll, you know, get out your way. You can come out and see the Empty Hearts play. Or if you come into Detroit, make sure you give me a call. I'll show you around town.
Absolutely. Well, let's give that B-side a spin now. Here's Run and Hide from the Empty Hearts and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.